From the Ingalls studio, welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Wednesday, March 6th, and happy heavenly birthday to Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Willie Stargell.
Infield up at double play depth, the pitch to Stargell, a high deep drive, hit back into deep right center, and it's going to be out of here for a three-run home run. Willie Stargell explodes one out of here to deep right center field. And with two teammates aboard, the Pittsburgh Pirates jump out in front 5-2.
I'm Bruce Jenkins, and here are your top stories presented by Tom Wages Funeral Homes. Flowery Branch man arrested after allegedly knocking teen unconscious. North Gwinnett senior named top GCPS career, technical, and agricultural education student. And Arcado Elementary recognized for raising money to support children in foster care. Plus my conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingalls Markets on selling local products. All of this and more is coming up on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen daily and subscribe.
Why talk to Tom M. Wages Funeral Home Service today? You remove the financial and emotional stress from your loved ones. On the worst day of their lives, your family doesn't need to add financial stress to the pain of loss. You protect them. A pre-funded, pre-arranged funeral allows your family to grieve and mourn without the worry of how to pay. Plus, the peace of mind you have knowing everything is taken care of is priceless. Don't leave the worry and stress to your loved ones. Take care of your funeral pre-arrangements now. Let the family service professionals at Tom M. Wages in Snellville or Lawrenceville help you. Call Tom M. Wages today at 770-979-3200 or email jim@wagesfuneralhome.com. Tom M. Wages, the most respected and requested funeral home in Gwinnett County.
Stay connected with your community and honor those who have passed with the latest obituaries from Gwinnett County, Georgia. Brought to you by Tom Wages Funeral Home, providing compassion and care and support during life's most difficult moments. Today we honor William J. Bill Clack, Marvin James Summers, and Mark Giuliano. Tune in for the latest updates on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
Dwayne Andrew Sudderth, 57, from Flowery Branch, was arrested by Gwinnett County Police following a road rage incident in the Buford area. Sudderth allegedly beat an 18-year-old driver until he lost consciousness and threatened to rape the driver's 15-year-old sister. Charges against Sudderth include aggravated battery, aggravated assault, terroristic threats, and cruelty to children, among others. The altercation began when Sudderth allegedly made obscene gestures toward the teen driver, escalating to threats and a physical assault. Police identified Sudderth using flock camera footage and apprehended him on Sunday. The victim, who lost consciousness during the assault, reported the incident to police once he regained consciousness. Amy Filipponi from North Gwinnett High School has been named the 2024 Career Technical and Agricultural Education Student of the Year for Gwinnett County Public Schools, receiving a $2,000 scholarship. Laura Call Gomez of Duluth High School was the runner-up, earning $1,500 scholarship, and William Suskind of Paul Duke STEM High was the second runner-up, receiving a $1,000 scholarship. The scholarships are provided by the Jody Reeves Scholarship Fund. The winners were selected from a pool of high-performing students across GCPS high schools based on their achievements in career, technical, and agricultural education courses, as well as their involvement in career and technical student organizations, community service, and an essay. Arcado Elementary School has received the Gold Star designation from the Georgia Department of Education for its involvement in the Georgia Schools Care Initiative. This initiative aimed to raise funds for children in foster care. Arcado Elementary was one of over 50 schools, districts, and private donors that collectively raised more than $43,000. The funds were directed towards supporting disadvantaged children through a partnership with Clark's Christmas Kids, ensuring holiday gifts for every child in Georgia's foster care system. Gold Star schools like Arcado Elementary achieved a participation rate between 70% and 89%, with a minimum $1 donation required from students and staff. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to serve and protect? Looking to fulfill a career in law enforcement? Then it's time to join the Henry County Sheriff's Office. We're hiring detention officers and deputies. No experience? No problem. We provide training for all new recruits, and all you need is a high school diploma, a clean record, and a determination to serve and protect. Enjoy incredible benefits such as the possibility of receiving a commuter vehicle if your residence is outside of Henry County. Some restrictions may apply. Call us today or visit henrycountysheriffga.gov to learn more. Henry County Sheriff's Office. Unlock your potential and join our team today.
The Georgia Senate has passed legislation aimed at toughening penalties for those selling fentanyl that results in overdose deaths. Named after Austin Walters, a victim of fentanyl-laced drugs, the bill creates a new charge of aggravated involuntary manslaughter carrying a sentence of 10 to 30 years or life in prison. The legislation aims to hold dealers accountable without needing to prove they knew the substance was tainted. However, concerns have been raised about unintended consequences, such as felony charges for unknowing individuals. Additionally, the Georgia House is set to consider Senate Bill 371, the Daniel D. Podsiadly Jr. Act, which would provide injured police officers with lost wages not covered by workers' compensation insurance. The bill aims to alleviate financial burdens for officers recovering from serious injuries sustained on duty. Candidates from both major parties filed paperwork to qualify for various political positions at the Georgia Capitol. All 14 congressional representatives, 56 state senators, and 180 state representatives are up for election. Notable developments include the open seat in the 3rd District, while several Republicans, including former state lawmakers, have entered the race. In terms of Democratic incumbents, all 5 representatives qualify. Democratic Party Chair Nikema Williams expressed optimism about the party's prospects in Georgia, despite recent polling showing mixed sentiments towards President Biden. Congresswoman Lucy McBath is running in the 6th District after redistricting, while Republican Congressman Rich McCormick moves to the 7th District. We'll be back in a moment.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. Are you a fan of yogurt, but are you trying to avoid added sugar? Buy containers of plain yogurt or plain Greek yogurt and add your own fresh, frozen, or canned fruit as long as the fruit is packed in its own juice. If you like a little bit of sweetness, you could add some non-caloric sweeteners or stir in some low-sugar jam.
And now here's my conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingles Markets on selling local products.
Hi, I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingles Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingles Dietitian with 2 T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
Leah, our next question here is coming from Bill, and I like this guy's style because he says, I've been making my own hot sauce and people rave about it. Does Ingles ever sell products, and how can I sell mine at Ingles?
Oh, yeah, we definitely do. We have a pretty robust local foods program. I really encourage people, if you have a local product that you're making at home, of course, hopefully you're making it in a commercial kitchen or a certified home kitchen to make sure it's safe. But, you know, go into your local Ingles store and get an idea of what your competition is and how much those products cost. So you need to have products that are, of course, going to be priced so they're competitive. And sometimes that's very difficult with big national brands, but also, you know, packaging that fits on the shelf, that looks nice on the shelf, where people can see the ingredients and the SKU, the scanning code has to be on that package. So there's a lot of little things that home food makers need to do first before they try and get their product into Ingles. And a good resource to find out more about how to do that might be your local, your local cooperative extension office can really help you with some of that information. Maybe your local community college might have classes on that type of thing. And we work with groups like Blue Ridge Food Ventures and Blue Mountain Distributors to make sure products are safe for our customers and can get out to our stores and then are stocked in local sections of the stores. I will tell you that hot sauce, like, it seems like everybody makes a hot sauce. So there's a lot of competition in that space. So if you can make something a little bit more unique or different, that might be a better track to follow. Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with two T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath, Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
What final thoughts after this?
Get ready to pedal into a day of thrills and spills at the U.S. Pro Cycling Circuit Race. This April 28th from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Swing by Curiosity Labs at Petrie Corners for high-speed action that will have you on the edge of your seat. Food trucks, a family play area, and vendors galore. It's the race event of the year for everyone. Bring your helmets, lace up those shoes, and join us. Race over to Petrie Corners. It's time for family, speed, and a day packed with excitement. Don't miss out. Gather the entire family and join us on April 28th. It's the event you don't want to miss.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Marietta Daily Journal, the Community Podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan Counties, or the Paulding County News Podcast. Read more about all our stories and get other great content at GwinnettDailyPost.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.